Car benefits have long been a significant part of executive and management compensation. They first appeared in the 1970s as a potent staff attraction and retention tool, and have now evolved into a lucrative perk. However, times have changed, particularly since the emergence of COVID-19. Many organizations adopted a work-from-home approach, where practicable, in 2020, removing the need for non-essential personnel to commute to and from work for a period of time. As markets began to reopen, health and safety remained a key priority, and public transit was used with caution. The majority of businesses, on the other hand, did not make any immediate adjustments to their automobile benefit plans. Although the future is unclear, it's likely that these benefits will change in the coming years. Evaluating the automobile benefits available and how they best match with the on-the-ground circumstances in your operations locations will be critical. This, of course, will change based on location. If the market is encouraging solutions to reduce CO2 emissions, perhaps additional green electrified car rules should be implemented. One thing is certain, we are living in unusual times, and innovative thinking may be required. Giving employees benefits that make them feel valued and socially aware may be required. The 2022 Car Benefit Policies Benchmark delivers up-to-date information on car benefit policies to human resources, HR, and business management. This publication contains detailed information on a variety of transportation-related benefit programs, allowing you to gain insight into the Belgium market by presenting a consistent set of data. This research is a one-stop shop for any HR or business management wishing to develop, change, or otherwise examine their company's employee automobile benefit policy. It goes beyond prevalence and eligibility facts. This paper summarizes the benefits for five standard career levels seen in most workplaces.